Good morning, everybody. I'd like to read Matthew 24 this morning. Starting 36. But of the day and the hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. For as in those days, therefore, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. This few verses really helped me to think that we don't know when God is coming back, so we have to be ready every day, all day, and like a lot of people will be a Christian when it's convenient for them, or just try to do their best whenever they feel when it's convenient for them, and we don't know when he's coming, so we have to be ready, and just like it says here that when it's talking about they were eating and drinking and marrying, and they didn't know. They had no idea, or they Noah was telling them or trying to tell them that there's a flood coming. They weren't listening. They just thought he was crazy building an ark in the middle of a desert, and then it just came, and it was too late. They weren't ready, and they couldn't get on the ark, and it's like just here on earth. Now you just got to be a light and try to be the best example you can be for others. That way you can maybe help them along, because you don't know when we don't know when Jesus is coming back, so we got to be on guard all the time, and that way we're ready for his coming. So that's about all I had this morning. Does anybody have any prayer requests or comments? Need to pray for Marty Hall. I don't know if any of you guys know him. He had a really bad stroke a few days ago. He's been in the hospital. Just pray for him and his family. So, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day, and thank you for all your many blessings, and thank you for allowing us to come together again in fellowship and worship you, and help us to have open minds and hearts. And this morning, as we listen to Uncle David preach, and just pray for Marty and his family, that you will heal him and give his family comfort, and just help everybody else that isn't feeling well around the world. Help us to glorify you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.